Coach's Insight programs here continuing tonight on CARE Radio. Final week of the regular season in high school basketball. Please be joined now by Jefferson County North girls coach. That is Steve Knoll. Brought to you by the JCM Booster Group, KT Shortstop, Brian Barrett, Coldwell Banker, Winchester Meats, FW Huston Medical Center as well. Well, Coach, a couple big wins to talk about. Get your thoughts on since we last spoke a week ago. Let's go to Friday at home against NEK, of course, out of conference there. And 30-point victory in that one, 56-26. Big win on Friday night against NEK. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Yeah, it's kind of glad to see us kind of get back on track of we were looking to score. You know, I thought we went through about a three or four game stretch where, you know, we would try to make extra passes when we didn't need to, and instead of just taking the open shot. And we started doing that again against NEK, and also I thought pushing the ball a little bit better against NEK, and got back to where we had pretty balanced scoring. You know, we had Lucy Knoll led us with 10, but we had Gwen Blattner, Karina Johnson both had 9. Carly Porter had 8. So it's, you know, it was all balanced scoring. Even though we got up to 56 points, it was just, I think we had 9 girls score that game too. So liked seeing the way that got us started. And I think that helped carry over to our Horton game.
Yeah, and we've talked about that throughout the course of the season. You know, it seems like when you guys are having the most success, it's where you are very balanced, where you have 4 or 5 girls scoring anywhere between 8 and 12. You know, it's not going to be anything flashy off the page. It's not like one player's dropping 32 a night, but it seems like you guys are playing your best basketball when you're sharing it and everybody's getting involved.
I think that's exactly right. And that, you know, I think that stretch we went through, I think a lot of times we were a great group of kids. They don't want to be, you know, considered a ball hog, so they don't want to be the one to take the shot when there's somebody else that they could make another pass. And it was ended up, we were making too many extra passes and ended up turning it over instead of taking the shots that were there.
Coach, let's get your thoughts here on the game Tuesday night. You shake some things up atop the league standings with a big win on the road at Horton, 55-51. You know, for Horton, it was their first loss in league play, and they're going to play Troy on Friday for the league championship. But you pick up, you know, stay in a positive direction after the NEK game Friday with a big win on the road Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah. We, you know, Horton's a tough place to play, and they're a good team. And, you know, it's kind of the first two quarters were almost complete opposites. First quarter, we were up 19-10. Second quarter, they outscored us about the same. So we go into halftime, I think, second quarter, they outscored us 20-9, and we were outscored them 19-10 in the first. So we go into halftime a little bit down, but I thought we had attacked the basket well. We had pushed the ball on offense we needed to. We threw our press in at times and then got some key turnovers out of that. And, you know, we were doing the things we wanted, but I told them, you know, they're going to make runs, and we just got to do the same thing once we get a chance. And came out in the second half, and well, I tell you, we were led in the second half in scoring by Reese Knoll. She hit 5 threes in the second half. She ended up with 16 on the night, but all 16 came in the second half. And she had 16 all in the second half. Lucy Knoll had 16, but of hers, 12 of hers were in the first half. And then Gwen Blattner had 11, and hers were split both halves. So, kind of, again, balanced scoring. We still had, I think, 8 girls ended up scoring on the night. Thought we rebounded well. You know, just things we needed to do, we did. We didn't let them get 2 and 3 rebounds and then foul them like we've done a lot of games. And, you know, I told the girls we've had good first-shot defense most of the season. It's just that when we don't get that rebound, that's where we dig ourselves a hole. But more than anything, I think that really kind of hurt maybe Horton a little bit was we pushed the ball probably the best we have all year, and I think we got them a little tired as the game went on.
Coach, get your thoughts here on the final two games of the regular season. So you go back-to-back Thursday and Friday. So CARE Paravel, the opponents, Thursday night on the road, right back at home Friday against Atchison County. Certainly familiar with the Tigers, maybe not so much CARE Paravel. You sit here at 12 wins, upper half of the sub-state, certainly an opportunity in front of you to host a first-round game. The expectations here going back-to-back Thursday and Friday to wrap up the regular season?
Yeah, not something I'd like to do this late in the season, but, you know, want to get those games in, so you don't really have a choice there. But good thing is we know a little bit about Effingham, so we can come in. We actually don't have school on Friday because of parent-teacher conference, so we can have kind of a little bit of a walk around and walk through and go through some stuff for them on Friday. But today, and then we actually don't have school on Thursday either, so we'll have a little short practice before we go to CARE Paravel as well. But today, kind of focusing on what CARE Paravel does, watched a little film on them last night, want to watch a little more of it today, and and kind of get to know them a little bit. And we really haven't had too many common opponents. They played NEK probably, I think, the second game of the season, and then they played West Franklin twice. Other than that, we've played totally different schedules. So it's somebody we really don't know anything about. We just got to kind of do some research and hopefully come out and continue playing the way we have been.
There it is. Steve Knoll, Jefferson County North girls basketball coach, joining us. Two big wins this last week, Friday against NEK. They go to Horton Tuesday night, get a four-point win there. Two games left in the regular season, Thursday night, Care Paravel, Friday at home against Atchison County. Coach, we really appreciate it. We'll do it one more time next week before the postseason.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.